Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from L.K. Smith, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, "My date called me white trash for putting ketchup on my steak. How is being myself a bad thing?" As of August 6, 2021, ketchup was the most popular condiment in the United States, according to Instacart. Personally, I favor mayonnaise, and I know others who prefer ranch dressing, but when it comes to my steak, I like to dress it up with a bit of ketchup. These are my personal preferences, which likely started way back in childhood. Steak was an extremely uncommon meal in my household growing up because it was pricier meat, but on the rare occasion when we did have steak, my mom was sure to put extra effort into that meal. My mom fried the steak until it was dried up, dark, and resembled shoe leather. Then, to dress up the less-than-appealing main course, she added a pop of color to it, ketchup. You see, presentation is everything. Next, she added some mashed potatoes and some canned corn to the meal. The combination wasn't half bad, really. I love starch, so it was one of my favorite meals. I grew up in a small, rural community. We were poor, but I didn't realize how much we lacked until I grew up and became aware of how much others had. I've always been open and honest with my friends about where I grew up and the fact that we didn't have much, not to garner attention, but to explain why I did some things differently than they did, like why I ordered my steak very well done, no blood, zero pink, at a restaurant, and why I put ketchup on my steak. My upbringing was never something that I was ashamed of. Why should I be ashamed that my parents work their asses off? And why should I be embarrassed that I like what I like? Although I always did my best to be authentic about who I was certainly aware of the difference in where I grew up compared to where I was presently living. I was a lawyer in my 30s in a large urban area. The majority of people that I worked and associated with came from very different backgrounds than mine. Most of them were from upper middle class homes, their parents were educated and worked white collar jobs, and most of my friends weren't saddled with student loan debt like I was. It was tough fitting in among the other kids in college, but by my 30s, I had pretty much found where I fit in and the type of people that I enjoyed being around. This was in large part because I knew and embraced who I was. I would tell my friends stories about how I picked pickles in the field all summer as a teenager to earn money for school clothing, how my first car was a 1972 metallic pea-green Chevy that I could barely see over the steering wheel of, and how my school bus ride was an hour long to get home from a school that was only 10 minutes away. It was funny how different our lives were growing up, yet we all ended up in the same place doing the same thing, together. But no matter what age you are or how confident you are in yourself, there is always that one asshole who thinks that their shit doesn't stink. And they are going to remind you that you are the source of the stench. You are a piece of garbage, and they will make sure that you don't forget it. Stefan was a lawyer I met in court. I was single and ready to mingle, so I introduced myself since I saw he didn't wear a wedding ring, and I confirmed that he was single by asking around. He was Canadian, and I liked his slightly different sense of humor. We became fast friends. We were falling into the buddy zone, but I was trying to steer us toward the more than a buddy zone. We regularly went to the movies, the bookstore, the mall. We hung out and talked for hours. We would pop into each other's offices unannounced and talk about our cases. Stefan introduced me to Thai food, and I actually liked it. He introduced me to some fancy mushroom things, the food, not the drug, and I sort of liked them. He knew my background and that I hadn't experienced many things that my now peers had. I took him to a Major League Baseball game because he had never been to one or had a hot dog. He liked the game, but he hated the hot dog. I told him he was un-American, but he didn't care about that since he was a Canadian citizen. Anyway, we had a few makeout sessions steaming up the car windows, but that was as far as things went. I was determined to take things to the next level. I was determined to mount the Canadian one way or another. Stefan and I were hanging out one afternoon when he suggested that we go for steak at one of those restaurants where they serve you peanuts in a little metal pail and you crack the peanuts open and toss the shells on the floor. Of course, as a lawyer, all you can think about is what if someone slips and falls on the shells? Why would a restaurant encourage their patrons to create a liability risk like that? Because I was also a civilized human being, I would sit there wondering who was raised to throw food remnants on the floor. What type of animal would do that? You don't throw your garbage on the floor. What the hell is wrong with people? Stefan was sure to announce that we would be splitting the food bill as usual. Fabulous. We were still stuck in the buddy zone. As soon as we sat down, Stefan grabbed the pail of peanuts and started cracking them open, cramming the nuts in his mouth, and chucking the shells on the floor. One after another, he was like a machine with those nuts. I just sat and watched. I will never toss food remnants on the floor. Don't ask me. It's not going to happen. I cracked a peanut or two and ate it. I'm not a fan. Too bland. I put the shells on my bread plate in a neat little pile. The server came to take our order. Stefan ordered first, as usual. When I ordered my steak, I ordered the smallest one on the menu, asked that it be butterflied and cooked very well with zero pink. Stefan wrinkled his nose and squinted his eyes as if he smelled something terrible. Next, I asked the server to bring some ketchup to the table for my steak. The server nodded in the affirmative. I thanked him, and he walked away. Stefan, continuing to chew peanuts with his mouth open and pitching the shells on the cement floor, glared at me with a look on his face as if the foul smell had worsened and shrieked, "Wow, you really are white trash!" I couldn't believe what I had just heard. I was in shock that anyone would have the balls to say such a thing to me. Maybe peanuts and shells acted like a truth serum and caused people to say what they were really thinking. But then it occurred to me. Stefan had just done me a huge favor. He finally showed me who he truly was. He was finally being authentic. This dude had always thought I was trash. He just hadn't said it. The guy who believed hot dogs were beneath him and that it was acceptable to throw food on the floor for other people to sweep up was finally coming clean. I said nothing to Stefan about calling me white trash. What was there to say? He was who he had always been. The only difference was that now I finally knew who he was. He is the guy who thinks his shit doesn't stink. He is the guy who looks down on others when he should be looking in the mirror and facing who he really is. He's a judgmental snob. But that's on him. What he is and what he thinks of me is none of my business. I have my own life to live, and I will live it as I want. I made sure to eat my very well-done steak with extra ketchup that night because that's what I wanted. I knew who I was, and I knew what I was. I was a girl from a small town who was doing things her way, the way she wanted to do it. I eat my steak with ketchup, and I don't throw peanut shells on the floor. And I like hot dogs. That's who I am, and I'm honest about it. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.